Blog Talk Radio.
Great Saturday to everyone, and I guess, is it still Saturday in some places, or Sunday in some places? Maybe. Okay. All right. Welcome to the program today. WiserLiving.com is the operative word, W-E-I-S-E-R, living, one word, .com. Please type that into your address bar, and you will see on the right-hand side some nice, easy-to-see icons where you can get a Skype consultation. You can click on Wiser Living TV and watch all the YouTube videos we've loaded. By subscribing, you'll not only have access to the educational videos, but you'll also be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can see on the right side an icon for all the archived radio programs, Wiser Living Radio. And you can check out the menu bar that lists all the articles, the program and services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, success stories, and Wiser Living products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters. I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time to tune in to this broadcast today. Your time is valuable. And I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 28 minutes and a few seconds there, I want to add to your wellness experience. But before I do that, make sure you go to Facebook and like us on facebook.com/wiserliving. Like us there, Wiser Living Radio, follow, because you can't really subscribe there. Wiser Living TV, subscribe. And don't forget wiserliving.com. So please go to those different areas and like us, subscribe, follow, whatever it is. I'd like to know that you're connected. Okay. Wow, we have a very interesting program. I did a lot of research and a lot of reading, I should say. And my goodness, there is so much information today. So let's see if we can get through it in the next 27 minutes. Secrets of edible oil industry. Secrets of edible oil industry. Vegetable oil fats can accelerate cancer growth. A new warning about olive oil. Coconut oil versus vegetable oil. You know, which oil should you be cooking with and which oil should you avoid? These are all titles that are all over this, plastered all over the internet. And it's almost like, you know, what do you do? You know, another title would be the surprising toxic effects of vegetable oils. What about this one? Vegetable oils. Beware of the common fats that are even more dangerous than trans fats. It's almost like you don't even want to go in the store. At least let me personalize that. I don't even want to go in the store and go down the oil aisle because it could be like going through a minefield. Vegetable oils. Now we often hear people say that they consume vegetable oil. And they avoid animal fats because animal fats are full of pesticides. You know, some animal fats do test high in pesticides. You know, some animal fats do test high in say, other types of, you know, pesticides and herbicides and all these different things. But if you buy meat, at least, from grass-fed animals, you don't have that. So it's got to be organic and grass-fed. And a lot of people are saying now it's like organic's on everything. Yes, it is, because the definition is being expanded. So you really have to keep up with the wording these days, because, you know, like butterfat in conventional milk, it may have pesticides in, you know, cheese, and yes, even ice cream. I never thought ice cream would have pesticides in it, as well as certain types of seafood, especially catfish, lobsters, and mollusks. You know, a recent study showed that soybean oil tested almost as high in DDT, TDE, and DDE. And I wanted to know, like, what do those letters mean? Well, DDT is dichlorodiphenyl trichloroethane. I see why they shortened it. TDE is thiodiethanol. DDE is dichlorodiphenyl chloroethane. This is like some lost words. And conventionally grown potatoes, sweet potatoes, and carrots also test high in these chemicals. So by now you know that consumption of vegetable oils is associated with many health problems, from cancer to heart disease, and to growth problems as well as learning disabilities, and children. That's the answer to the ongoing problem with pesticides and animal fat, is not to replace them with vegetable fats, but to avoid it, but to choose pasture-raised meats instead. For instance, vitamin A from animal fats and organ meats provide powerful protection against dioxins. But what is a vegetable oil? I mean, does it actually come from vegetables? Well, a vegetable oil is a triglyceride extracted from a plant. The term vegetable oil can be defined as referring only to plant oils that are liquid at room temperature. Now, on food packaging, the term vegetable oil is often used in ingredient lists instead of specifying the exact plant that's being used. You know, vegetable oil production involves the removal of oil from plant compounds, and they typically use seeds to do this. And this can be done by extracting them mechanically using an oil mill or with a chemical solvent like hexane. You know, these oils can go through a mechanical extraction method, which is called a term crushing or pressing. You see, the term expeller pressed or cold pressed, when they use those terms, it's used to produce the more traditional oils like coconut and olive oil. The processing of vegetable oil is commonly done by a chemical, though. So they use a chemical to extract the oil from the seed. Now, this technique is used for soybeans and corn oil. Now, vegetable oils are really not good for you to consume. And it's not only bad news, it's bad news for your health, and it's also bad for the environment. Now, vegetable oils, as I said earlier, are extracted from different kinds of seeds. Now, the most common include rapeseed, which is where you get your canola oil, soybean, corn, sunflower, and peanut. And unlike traditional fats like butter or tallow, lard, or traditional oils, vegetable oils practically non-existent until the early 1900s. At the turn of the 20th century, the amount of vegetable oil consumed was about zero. Today, the average consumption is 70 pounds of vegetable oil per person. So vegetable oil is an unnatural process, and here's why. Let's take butter as an example. Butter is a simple process that comes when cream is separated from milk. And this is a natural process that happens when you skim off the cream and shake it until it becomes butter. Now, this is a process that takes approximately 5 minutes. Now, on the other hand, to make vegetable oil, you need some seeds like canola seeds. Wait. There's no such thing as a canola seed. Canola oil is actually made from a hybrid version of rapeseed, which is genetically modified and probably treated with pesticides. Now, the next thing you do is you heat the rapeseed at an unnaturally high temperature so that they oxidize and they're rancid before you even buy them from the heat. The next step is where you use a petroleum solvent to extract the oil. Then it's heated some more, and acid is added to remove any nasty wax solids formed during the first process. Next, the oil is treated with more chemicals to improve the color. Then it's deodorized to mask the smell from the chemical processes. Finally, if you want to take your vegetable oil one step further, just hydrogenate it until it becomes a solid. Now you have margarine and all of the trans fats that goes with it. Now, does this sound like a real oil? This should be reason enough right there to avoid it. So if it goes through all of the chemicals and acids and deodorizers, how can you say that's good? Well, along with the continued myth about saturated fats and cholesterol, these oils are promoted as healthy because they contain MUFAs, M-U-F-A's, which is short for monounsaturated fats. And omega-3 fatty acids. So the omega-3 is what they're using to sell it. So when you go in your favorite grocery store, you're going to start seeing those terms on the front of the box or container, whatever it is. So that's what the advertisers are focusing on to draw you into the fake health claim. But here are some problems with vegetable oil. Vegetable oils contain very high levels of polyunsaturated fats, PUFAs. But did you know that the fat content of the human body is approximately 97%? You know, but it's 97% saturated and monounsaturated fat. So you have both of them. The human body needs fat for rebuilding cells and for hormone production. And so it can only use what you give it. Polyunsaturated fats are highly unstable, though, so which means that they oxidize easily, which means that they create free radicals. And that's not good because oxidized fats cause inflammation. It also causes mutation in the cells that make up the tissues and make up the organs and the organ system, like the cardiovascular system. So that oxidation is linked to all kinds of problems like cancer, heart disease, endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome. These are some people that I see that have these conditions. Heart disease, which means that PUFAs or polyunsaturated fatty acids are bad. Not all bad. So just stick with me here. There are two types of PUFA. Guess what the P, P-U-F-A. Omega-3 and omega-6. These are polyunsaturated fatty acids. So on the surface, PUFAs are bad, but when you start isolating, you see there's some good PUFAs. Omega-3, essential fatty acid, is found in fatty, found in shellfish, liver, and in some seeds like flaxseed. These PUFAs are good for us but they're good for us, but in moderate amounts and the correct ratio. So it's not just I'm going to consume this product. You have to have it in the right ratio as well. And that's why when taking an omega-3 fatty acid, for instance, you have to make sure that it's from a pure source. Then there's a lot of hype about omega-3s and how healthy they are. But what gets neglected is the fact that it's more about the ratio of omega-3 and omega-6 fats that are critical to good health. You know, vegetable oils contain a high concentration of omega-6 fatty acids, like in potato chips and corn chips. And so you go down that aisle, wow, you can spend a lot of time and not even think of it. So you eat the processed foods, and you're getting a lot of omega-6. Let's say you take an omega-3 capsule. You're not getting enough of that omega-3 versus the omega-6 that you're consuming. The ratio is out of whack, and that leads to inflammation because omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to reduce inflammation and protect against cancer. But unbalanced levels of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids have been linked to many types of cancers and a lot of other conditions. So it gets to be confusing. And most Americans are high in omega-6 fatty acids and low in omega-3. So beyond the unnatural levels of polyunsaturated fats and omega-6 fatty acids, there's all of the additives, the pesticides, and the chemicals that are involved in the process. So many of the vegetable oils on the market contain BHA and BHT. You can see this in the ingredient list, usually towards the bottom, which are artificial antioxidants to keep the food from spoiling too quickly. So it's not about your health, is it? So the problem is that these oils have been shown to produce potential cancer compounds in the body. And they've been linked to the immune system issues, infertility issues, behavioral problems, and liver and kidney damage. Oh, yeah. And don't forget that vegetable oil comes from genetically modified sources. So what I'm saying here is that these oils are extremely unhealthy. They have been linked to reproductive problems, low birth rates, hormonal issues, obesity, mental decline, liver problems, as well as cancer and heart disease. So it would seem like we are overrun by all of these unnatural and toxic fats. And if you read all of this information on it and try to keep up with the latest scientific research, that could even be more confusing. But you really don't have to be a nutritionist to know the best fats, you know, the best fats to use. All you have to do is look to your ancestors. You know, look to what food was before the chemical age and the industrial age, you know, before that came in. So what do you do? Well, when it comes to any food, try to remember that where it comes from and how you store it really matters. You know, traditional oils should be cold pressed and organic. Good fats for cooking are, you might want to write this down, coconut oil, it's got to be unrefined, got to be organic, tallow, lard, grass-fed butter, ghee, red palm oil. Make sure it's from sustainable sources, so you know they're not killing off all orangutans, I think it is, yeah. Extra virgin olive oil, which I'll speak on a little later, hemp oil, avocado oil. As a matter of fact, avocado oil is great for non-heat dishes as well. And here's a list of oils to be used sparingly. You can use these oils in moderation, though. So they're not great for high heat cooking, but it's acceptable in dressings and mayonnaise and other non-heat foods. They are walnut oil, flaxseed oil, and macadamia nut oil. Now, here's a list of oils to avoid completely. Avoid them as much as possible. Canola oil, the Canada oil, corn oil, soybean oil, vegetable oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil. My goodness, it's a lot of oils you got to avoid. Grapeseed oil, margarine, shortening. Like I was in a house the other day and they still had some Crisco. It'd been there for about 2.5 years. And back in the bottom part of it. But anyway, any fake butter substitutes, like I can't believe it's not butter. You better believe it. Or smart ballot. It's not a smart idea. You know, and I won't, let me take a minute to recap the vegetable oil issue. If you would like to be healthy and feel great and lower your risk of serious diseases, then you should avoid vegetable oil as if your life depended on it. I'm serious. Or avoid it like a plague, so to speak, because vegetable oils are very unnatural in large amounts because excess omega-6s are harmful. Excess omega-6s are harmful. And this does not apply to healthy plant oils like coconut or olive oil. You know, vegetable oils, they mess up your fatty acid composition of the body cells because omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be 4:1 to 1:2. Vegetable oils contribute to inflammation. There's a lot of inflammatory reactions going on inside of the body that we can have it because we consume it vegetable oil. And most of us say, well, I'm not buying it. But you buy processed foods, and it's in there. Vegetable oils are loaded with trans fat. Vegetable oils can dramatically raise your risk of cardiovascular disease. And vegetable oil consumption is associated with other diseases like asthma, depression, and cancer, along with the other ones I've mentioned already. So when you think about it, let's move away from vegetable oil and move into olive oil. Because a lot of people, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm not doing vegetable oils. I'm really utilizing olive oil. Well, what about olive oil? I mean, this may come as a surprise to you, but the olive oil in your pantry, you know, the one that you bought for its health benefits, may be a scam. Yeah, I said it's scam, S-C-A-M. A scam meaning it probably contains less actual olive oil than you'd ever imagine. A scam meaning it's likely been mixed with colorants and other less expensive oils like sunflower seed oil. Can you imagine that? The reality is that this kind of fraudulent activity has been going on for centuries, not months, not for a couple of years. It's been going on for a long time. Matter of fact, I was reading some interesting articles on March 4th, 2014. That's last year. The beginning stages of a class action lawsuit was started to bring charges against the company for selling a product labeled as pure olive oil when the oil was extracted from olive pomace using chemical solvents at extremely high temperatures. You don't want to do that with olive oil. In 2012, just 3 years ago, an article that appeared in the New Yorker exposed the contamination of extra virgin olive oil with other types of plant oils misuse of the label extra virgin. I don't know about you, but I'm not really happy right now, because when I saw extra virgin, it meant it was okay. A 2010 study conducted by the Olive Center at the University of California at Davis tested a selection of extra virgin olive oil purchased from California grocery stores. Now, they were tested to determine whether the product marked as extra virgin olive oil actually met the international extra virgin standard. The research found that 69% of the imported oil sample, compared to 10% of the California-produced oil sample, failed to meet internationally accepted standards for extra virgin olive oil. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm upset. My forehead is getting warm now. A 2012 report on the findings from a second study conducted by the UC Davis Olive Center revealed further distressing news about olive oil that was sold to restaurants and food service operations. 21 olive oil brands were examined, 21, and of these, 15 were marked as extra virgin olive oil. So in order for an oil to be labeled extra virgin, it must pass a chemical analysis and a sensory analysis. They found that all but one of the oils marketed as extra virgin passed the USDA chemistry standards for quality. All but one. Everyone failed except one. 60% of the samples failed the USDA sensory standards for extra virgin. A sensory standard means flavor, aromas, appearance, and physical characteristics of the oil. Now, the most common sensory defect were flavors and aromas, and it also was described as rancid. So you buy an oil that's already bad, or it's either rancid or musty or muddy. Now, some of the oils that were tested were so defective that the sensory panelists, they classified them as lamp oil. You know, if you light a lamp, considered by the USDA standards to be unfit for human consumption without further refining. So these nine oils also failed to pass the chemical test for the compound diacylglycerol, which is a standard adopted by the Australian Olive Association for extra virgin. Chemical purity tests indicated that one of the 15 samples labeled as extra virgin and one of the six samples not labeled extra virgin had been adulterated with cheap, refined canola oil. Canola oil in the olive oil. Not listed. Now, okay, that's the bad part. Now, even though there is corruption throughout the industry, there are ways to still get high-quality extra virgin olive oil. So it's still out there. So let's see if we can figure out how this is going to happen. You got to really open your eyeballs. If you need to put your glasses on, put them on. You know, just I'm serious about this, because this is like critical. So before you decide to never buy extra virgin olive oil again, please keep in mind that even though some brands fail the test, there are many exceptionally fine brands of extra virgin olive oil that are produced, you know, in the United States and in Europe, which meet the standard. So here's what you have to do. You have to look for it. I mean, if you're not living in a place, in a city where they grow it, there's a place, LuceroOliveOil.com. They grow olives there, and it's a process. When you taste it, you can actually taste different oils, and you don't get sick. I used to wonder why the oil make you sick. That's because it's rancid. So look for extra virgin on the label to get the best flavor. Avoid olive pomace oil. Pure olive oil and light olive oil, you have to remember, pure olive oil and light olive oil are refined oils. Don't worry if the extra virgin olive oil does not say cold press, because most olive oils are processed by means of a centrifuge now. So if it's a true extra virgin olive oil, then it was processed at a cool temperature. Then look at the dates on the bottle. There should be a best used by date, The standard date is usually about 24 months from the date of packaging, and a more useful date is the date of harvest. The flavor of olive oil does not improve with age, so look for that harvest date. I want to say this again. The flavor of olive oil does not improve with age like wine does. So the newer the oil, the better. The newer newer the date, the better. And the best flavor will be found in the first 12 months after it was harvested. So look for oil that is in a dark glass bottle. You know, light actually accelerates the deterioration of the olive oil. And if it's in plastic, if it's in a plastic bottle, I personally wouldn't buy it. So, and also, sometimes quality will be indicated when the location of production and the name of the producer are indicated on the label. The mention of the variety of the olives used can also be a mark of a better quality oil. Look for a DOP seal, which basically it means that it's a protected designation of the origin in European oil. And the California oil, in California, the California Oil Council has a seal. So it's a California Olive Oil Council seal, and if it's made in the U.S., it has to be on there that certifies it. Now, don't be tricked into buying large quantities of olive oil because of the sale price, because of that sale price of the cost. Only buy what you can use in 6 months. And so it should be in a can, preferably, because cans, they coat them on the inside now, so it's better just to get it in glass. Glass is going to be your best bet. And so, you know, it's there's so much information that, it took me like 6 hours to get through just all the information on the left, on the right side and the left side. Because of the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the monounsaturated fatty acids, the saturated fatty acids. I mean, they use these terms, and you got to have these oils in your body. You have to have these fats, and you can get them from meat sources. You can get them from vegetable sources. But the thing, the word olive oil itself. I mean, I'm sorry, not olive oil, but vegetable oil itself. I mean, when you hear vegetable oil, don't you think it comes from vegetables? I mean, you would think it would come from a live vegetable. But reality is, it's not. So stay away from it. And also look at the labeling on the olive oil. You can't just go and just buy any olive oil anymore. Matter of fact, the reason why you're on these types of programs, this call like this today, is because of the information that we are giving out. There's a lot of sweat and toil is going into it to get this information out and sift through all of the craziness, because the internet is loaded with craziness. One word can change an entire paragraph. So beware of the oils that you're consuming, because they are critical. You've got to have fat in your system if you want your cells to survive. So with that, I'm going to stop right there. And remember to go to wiserliving.com. Remember to like us on facebook.com/wiserliving. Remember to go to wiserliving.com. What else did I say here? Go to Wiser Living TV. Or if you go to wiserliving.com, on the right side, you're going to see all those nice, beautiful icons that can take it to each one of those areas. So remember this. Don't freak out. Don't continue to listen in on these programs, and let your food be your medicine. Let your food be your medicine. Let your unadulterated, organic, grass-fed food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. If you just remember that, it'll go a long way to you having unbridled health. And this is Dr. Budweiser, and we will see you next time.